855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. 855-450-3733. Call in. Take control of the show. 855-450-FREE. At freetalklive.com, we've got lots of different ways to listen to the show. Not only are we on more than 100 great radio stations across America, but we're on XM on Sunday nights. We're on Extreme Talk. We're also on free air satellite. If you've got a free air satellite dish anywhere in North America, you can listen to Free Talk Live. Live streams at just go to listen.freetalklive.com. There's the webcam. There's a link there, but it's the direct one is cam.freetalklive.com. And listen lines, telephone numbers that you can call in anywhere in America and listen to Free Talk Live right over your cell phone if you can't listen any other way. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, you've got an article on one of my favorite things to talk about, one of these bizarre things that I enjoy discussing, the American one-cent piece.
Mm-hmm. And not just the one-cent piece, but the five-cent, too.
Oh, really?
This is mostly focusing on pennies, though. So this is from Silver Underground, the blog for the Silver Circle movie. If you go there, you can see the trailer for it. Mm-hmm. It's like a animated film that's coming out soon, but
the guy who put it all together, Pasha Roberts, and I actually really enjoy sitting down and talking about things like this. Go ahead.
So the headline is Fed Friday: Change We Can't Believe in. At current metal prices, it costs 2.4 cents to make a penny and 11.2 cents to make a nickel.
2.4,
more than twice the face value.
Yes, costs 2.4 cents to make a penny. And how much?
11.2 cents to make a nickel.
More than 11 cents. More than 2 cents to make a penny, more than 11 cents to make a nickel. Okay, great.
Yeah, and I mean, if you add that up, the government is really eating a lot of that cost, right?
It's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm sure they make up for it because, hey, they're the government. They can print money, right? But when they're making pennies at 2.4 cents and nickels at 11.2 cents, I mean, if it were a private company who was minting coins, they wouldn't be able to sustain themselves by doing that, you know?
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
insane. It doesn't
insanity.
Make sense.
And, you know, to some extent, the American 1 cent piece has been marginalized. A lot of places don't bother giving your change down to the penny, or they'll take it right out of a jar they keep there on the counter.
Yep.
I mean, there are like the major retailers tend to be a little better about having pennies and giving the good change, but if you go to most convenience stores, a lot of the mom and pop places around and stuff like that, they've got a little thing right there on the counter. It's full of pennies.
Even
if you
nickels
need one,
and dimes. Like, I remember when I was a kid, you could buy candy or gum with nickels and dimes, but now it's a quarter, 50 cents, a dollar,
It's a dollar for a candy bar, and I hear Michelle Obama's mandating that they need to be smaller.
Oh, boy. It seems like they're getting smaller anyway, aren't they?
It does seem that way.
Because of inflation, so they just, they keep it the same price, but they make the package smaller.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if you want one of those giant king-size Snicker bars I used to get, 15 years ago, you'd probably pay $3 for it now.
Yeah, especially at the movies.
It doesn't even make any sense.
That adds like five times the price.
If you're going to buy candy, you might as well buy it in the large packaging at the bulk store as opposed to getting it at a convenience store. Because, really, it's a dollar for a soda, it's a dollar for a candy bar. It's nuts.
You're mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore.
Well, I don't take it anymore because I don't buy much of that stuff.
Yeah, it's probably not the best interest of your long-term health to be eating that stuff anyway. But
I had a slip-up this last week.
It shows inflation. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that on the air?
Well, I had a caffeinated soda, and I went on the air, and nobody knew.
Oh, boy.
So the next day, I had another. And then I said to myself,
living on the edge.
You've got a problem. Mark, you've got a problem again. And so I, stopped. I didn't need it. Yeah, I don't need it.
Wow. Okay, well, back to this article. So it costs 2.4 cents to make a penny and 11.2 cents to make a nickel. It says, I got to tell you, it's truly sickening to watch mainstream talking heads report this and laugh like it's just some goofy piece of trivia and not a really bad sign for the long-term health of an economy.
Yeah, no doubt.
But don't worry, our fearless executioner-in-chief has the answer. This week, President Obama asked Congress for permission to change the mix of metal that goes into these coins because apparently the zinc and tinfoil they're made of now is just too expensive.
Right.
Never mind the long-forgotten days when they were actually made of copper and nickel.
Indeed.
Pennies pennies used to actually be made of copper, but now they're only copper plated. Since 1982, pennies have been 97.5% zinc, which is about the least expensive metal you can find except for steel. Get this, the administrative overhead alone to make a penny costs half a cent, so even with the cheapest alloy they can concoct, they can't get it cheap enough. Here at Silver Underground, we often talk about
you could bring down the government just by hoarding pennies. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Well, it sounds like,
well, pretty soon, I mean, I've heard talk of them, apparently, like, phasing them out. You know what
yes,
I mean? Like, phasing out pennies.
Thing. That's the point I'm trying to make. If they didn't make any more pennies, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, they're irrelevant.
People would just start making prices at the 5 cent break,
mm-hmm.
You know, or they'd round up, they'd round down. But, I mean, how many people out there are going to get really upset if they lose or gain 3 cents on a sale?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean,
I think they would just round up to the nearest 5 cents or
right.
whatever.
Some the states could set their sales tax. Most states have sales tax. Could set their sales tax laws to be such that they, you know, essentially round out prices to the nearest nickel.
More money for them, right?
Right.
So
I'm not suggesting. You know, just saying that.
Yeah, don't give them any ideas.
You don't need this thing. The American 1 cent piece is it's a white elephant.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those machines, Mark, that you can get? I think some of them are in, like, tourist sites. I think they used to be at, like, the Old Man in the Mountain in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. where you can put a penny in, and it basically smushes the penny with a roller that imprints it with some kind of a stamp, and then
yes.
you have, like, a commemorative oval-shaped thing that once was a penny.
Sure.
Well, I mean, technically, those are illegal. That's destruction of currency or defacing of currency mm-hmm. or something like that. And realizing that was a big shock for me because it was like, wow,
they're
really?
Everywhere.
You could be a criminal for just putting one of these pennies in these machines.
I think what they really don't want people doing is getting currency and melting it down for the base metals. Because if you make a penny for 2.4 cents and then somebody melts down something they paid a penny for mm-hmm. in order to get, you know, the penny and a half worth of metal out of it.
Yeah.
By the way, you wouldn't be looking for new pennies. You'd be looking for old ones in this case. But actually, the old ones tend to some extent, they bolster the new ones
mm-hmm.
just because they're out there and people are still using them. I mean, every once in a while, you still run across a wheat penny.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and actually, just going along the lines of what you just said, Mark, it says in this article, at Silver Underground, we often talk about the melt value of an old silver dime, but we're getting to the point now where spikes in the zinc market are putting the U.S. mint over budget. These days, it's nickels that are made mostly of copper, 75% copper and 15% nickel, to be precise. But even without the overhead, the raw melt value of a nickel is about 6 cents right now. So basically, the nickels of today are what yesterday's pennies were. And the pennies of today would not be worth the effort of salvaging the metal in yesterday's economy.
Mm.
And it's still not cheap enough. So, yeah, I mean, these things, it just kind of shows the effects of inflation, the increase in the value of different metals as opposed to U.S. currency. And it seems pretty obvious that the dollar is kind of going down in flames. You know,
right, at some point.
And every
or another,
denomination thereof.
At some point or another, they're going to have to use, like, Pez candies for pennies. I mean, it's
right.
just, it's getting ludicrous how much the dollar has been debased. And if you take a look at 1913, what you could buy for a certain amount of silver versus what you can buy for it now, it tends to be pretty much steady.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much steady. I mean, there's certainly fluctuations in metal and stuff like that, but it's pretty steady compared to the United States dollar, which has lost something like 97% of its purchasing power in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't help the American people. That helps the 1%, if you want to use that terminology.
Yeah, because they, the ones that are politically connected and who have connections on Wall Street and stuff, are the ones who see the new money first. Like, when
right.
the government prints money, it has to work its way through the system so that everybody understands that, okay, now there's more dollars, there's more money out there, the value of each one is going to be less.
And by print, you really mean, because the government doesn't really print money anymore, it just enters
yeah,
stuff in
that's
the computers.
True. Mm-hmm.
But by print, you mean,
it's a little easier to explain it using that metaphor,
the new
right?
dollars that are really, you know, ones and zeros, mm-hmm. Digital currency, they go through the big banks into the other banks, and they go into the Wall Street companies and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
These companies that get the huge this huge help from the Federal Reserve, and it doesn't help the little guy. All their savings is just depleted over
yeah,
time.
By the time those newly printed or oldly printed money gets to them, it's already worth less. Inflation has already the market has adjusted.
Yes, and the money that they had in savings has been
yes.
diminished too.
It discourages saving.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
It's 855-450-3733. Real quick, you don't have enough time to sit down and read a book anymore. Audiobooks are a great way of getting in the reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. Whether it's business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, every book category out there, they've got it. More than 150,000 titles available to you. You can listen to them when you're working out or in the garden, commuting, whatever time of day you've got. And some people work at jobs, by the way, that they, their ears are free to do what they want. And it makes it great. I mean, this this helps you to, you know, you're learning things. You're being entertained all the while by Audible.com. And you can get a free download. Try it out. See how it works out for you. Get a free gold membership. And with that comes a download at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live. And I think it's a great, it's great. I mean, it's awesome to be able to listen to the books. And, you know, a lot of them out there that I want to consume but just don't feel like I have the time, I can do it with Audible. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Stephanie, let's go to the phones. It's Thunderhawk in Georgia, listening on XM. Thunderhawk, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Thunderhawk? You just wanted me to say
Thunderhawk. He's flying.
Thunderhawk on the air. Well, put him back on hold. Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they won't.
I was curious what he had to say.
Well, I mean, just the name makes you
sound
curious.
Not every day you hear a name like that.
So we were talking about the American 1 cent piece and just how ludicrous the thing has gotten. But here's another story. It's from GamerANX.com. GamerRanks. GameRanks? I'm going to call it GameRanks.com. Anyway, written by Elizabeth Deloria. So this kid is playing Call of Duty. It's a video
game. What's Call of Duty?
It's a video game, okay. A very realistic video game of modern warfare.
Okay.
And the SWAT show up thinking he's really a gunman in his house. No, this isn't some
kind
of ad campaign showcasing how realistic the game is. This is something that actually happened. A teenage boy in Louisville, Texas, was chatting away with his friends in the lobby of a Call of Duty Black Ops game between a match. Some dude just popped out of nowhere and basically said he's going to hack me. He's going to get my information, call the SWAT team over to my front yard, the teenager, whose parents have asked that his name not be used, told CBS. The teenager, using common sense, ignored the threat and kept on playing.
Yeah.
Now, what else?
How could someone get your information?
You never know.
Yeah, I suppose, but it sounds like an empty threat. But apparently it wasn't.
All right. Roughly 20 minutes later, Louisville received a call from an operator with the AT&T Instant Message Relay Service. That's a service designed to allow hearing impaired users to reach someone with a standard telephone. We've actually gotten calls on the air. It's been some time. But, you know, people will type things in, and then, you know, a person, an operator will read it to the other person, and it's supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be an interface. The operators had received the message that someone had been shot and someone inside the teen's house still had a gun. The police soon arrived. By the way, if this service is for deaf people, how would you know somebody's been shot? The police soon arrived at the Louisville home were a little confused when they saw no signs of a shooting. The boy's parents, and what are the signs of a shooting in a house?
Bodies, I don't know.
Right, they don't hang out the window.
Holes in the wall, I'm not sure.
Cinder block?
Yeah, chaos.
The boy's parents soon noticed the SWAT team was surrounding their house, and while the teen's name was called from a bullhorn.
Oh, my.
Jimmy, step out of the house. Jimmy, we know you're in there. You'll never get me. And while we're all scared out of our minds, the teen said, I didn't understand why they were here.
Scary.
Yeah, they probably forgot about this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We thought that there was some stranger, some dude running around our house hiding behind the boat. We didn't know. We weren't expecting anything. But the teen says he didn't know who pulled the prank. The police are currently investigating the matter. You know, it's just... can you imagine what this might be like?
Scary. Well... did it escalate beyond them calling his name and then, what, did they talk to him?
Fortunately, no, but there are 40... there's a SWAT raid in this country every 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Statistically, some of them have to be bad, and some of them have to be pranks, and...
A lot of them have the wrong address.
You know, of course, the news stories where people get shot during botched SWAT raids, those are the ones that make the news.
Yep.
People that are taken without much incident aren't. But, you know, a lot of times there's kids involved. If they're busting into a house that's got a bale of marijuana or whatever in it, you know, there's kids there. And what does that do for those kids, you know, feelings of safety in their home and things like that? Yeah. It looks like Thunderhawk is back, so let's give him another try. Thunderhawk, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, great. I was kind of amazed at the Fed complaining about the cost of the penny and the nickel.
Yep.
For coins that would last 75 to 100 years in circulation. But they don't complain about the 5.3 cents per bill that it cost them to lend the currency into the system. In the means of business loans and mortgages,
mm-hmm.
at full face value.
Can you explain how it? Where does that 5.3 number come from? Or I'm just a little wondering.
Okay, all right. What happens is the Fed needs currency to put into the system. They call the Treasury. The Treasury orders the Mint to print the money, whatever right. denomination it is. And then the Fed pays the Treasury 5.3 cents per bill, regardless of denomination.
Yeah, right. Doesn't matter how many zeros is on it.
Yeah, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference, okay? And then they lend it back to us at full face value.
Sure.
They don't bitch about that, do they?
No, that's a pretty good deal for them.
So, yeah. I mean, it's as crooked as hell. So
that's we should do all yeah. our business in pennies.
Yeah, that's it. That way they would lose.
That's right.
They won't lose on the penny and the nickel.
They won't?
Yeah, they'll find some way to get it so that
make
they benefit.
Just tinfoil. Yeah. Thunderhawk, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. He's pointing out, you know, the crooked system as far as the creation of currency and what it costs the government to create currency. It doesn't cost them anything. They just make it. Make it and what are you going to do? You know, live with it, citizen. You don't have to like it. You just have to live with it. And you know,
well,
every time
I don't
they
have
create,
to live with it because I like to try to make use of alternative currency, barter, other things if I possibly can.
But
in metals.
What percentage of your transactions a week are?
Some. It's getting more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to be able to do it. There's
yeah.
no doubt.
I still use FRNs for sure, but
yeah.
you know,
your rent or your mortgage is difficult.
At least, I'd like to see other options, and so I try to live that principle
yeah.
if I can.
Your call's up next, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Mark.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition, 855-450-FREE. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. Arms you with information on how to use the court's rules. And if you don't know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. If you don't know how to, you know, motion the court or make objections, upon what grounds to make the objections, you know, you're going to lose. And to some extent, no doubt, it's practice. But you need to have the workbook, too. And jurisdictionary.com is the workbook. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the four CD course is so easy, the average eighth grader can learn in a weekend. You can have instant access online to jurisdictionary.com. And, of course, you'll get the four CD package in the mail. It's a great value. They also give you lots of free things on their website, free weekly tips and tactics, newsletters, and a free legal dictionary, free videos. Buy the course. When you do, remember to use the pull-down menu. When you check out, let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Mike in Virginia. Listen on XM. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you guys?
All is well.
Hey, you know, I've heard a lot about this redistribution of wealth. I mean, you know, Robin Peter paid Paul, Steve Rich gives to the poor. You know, I don't know. I mean, is it right? Is it wrong? I mean, in one hand, I think, you know, we take from people and give to others. I mean, in what world is that right, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with you. I think that it's only charity if it's done voluntarily, you know, from the heart. And I don't think that's possible to force. And I definitely care about people who are having a hard time, maybe medical bills or whatever, circumstances beyond their control. I have a lot of empathy for them. But I think it's way more meaningful if you support them of your own volition rather than, for instance, having the government forcibly take money from you.
And it's not generosity if you demand that it's done to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And it's not very efficient either, the way that the government does it. Like, there's a lot of overhead.
A lot of overhead.
Yeah. And I think the main reason, though, like the real reason I would oppose it is because of the moral argument, essentially.
You know, I think, hey, we live in America, you know, land of the free, home of the brave. And free is the real thing here. I mean, we're either a free people or we're not.
I think more nowadays it's becoming more not. Towards the not, yeah.
Unfortunately, but, you know, and I understand, I mean, I am sympathetic. I understand that there are people that are in need, and I think that we can have some good programs, you know, in our government that support those people. But, I mean, how much of other people's money are we willing to take?
Yeah, unfortunately, if government programs,
bottomless hole, you know,
if they manage to help some people, and maybe they do, but you know, what are the abuse that's involved in that system too? I mean, what are the negative consequences? And we can't really ignore the fact that money is taken by people who, you know, might not want to have it taken. Maybe they could use that to help themselves instead.
One of the arguments for the redistribution of wealth through, you know, these government charity type programs. I mean, they're not really charity, but, you know, these government...
voluntary charity.
Right. These entitlements program is that it allows people to keep their dignity. Rather than asking for money from a charity, they're able to keep their dignity by getting a check in the mail and, you know, the expectation of that. But that argument...
At the expense of everybody else's dignity? I mean...
Well, indeed. I mean, you know, I don't know that there is or isn't dignity involved.
Isn't it undignified to have your money taken involuntarily?
This dignity aspect of it is the same sort of unaccountability that's going to drive up fraud. I know that insurance companies claim that there's the 25% of insurance claims are fraudulent, and they've got huge fraud departments that hunt people down and take video of them when they're, you know, making claims and all that kind of stuff. The government isn't hunting people down and taking video of people who are getting welfare checks, these meager welfare checks, frankly, or whatever.
I mean, we really support a world where that's the case. I mean, the recipient receives everything and has zero responsibility. I mean, I think about my own job and the requirements, you know, I have to get up, I have to be on time, I mean, God forbid, I'll lose my job.
Sure.
I have all these responsibilities, you know. I mean, I have to even submit to a drug test. I mean, God, imagine. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I think that's unfortunate.
Yet, the people that receive the benefits have none of these responsibilities. None. They have.
So, Mike, are you suggesting...
Don't submit to a drug test? None of that.
Are you suggesting that you think they should have to get drug tested in order to keep their welfare and stuff?
Well, I would say that you say drug test to receive welfare. That sounds so terrible, but why not?
Well, here, I'll tell you why. And remember, I come from the socially, I tend to be a pretty socially conservative dude, but, you know, fiscal issues are where I'm at. The reason is that they, you know, the governments will, and as you can imagine, it's fair that they recompense people who pass the drug tests, for passing. So they pay for the drug test. So the person has to go pay for the drug test. If they pass, the government pays for it. If they don't, then they have to pay for it themselves, and if they do pass, of course, they get the welfare. And like 97-point-something% of the people pass, and so the savings.
Yeah, there was a recent news item about this in Florida where they were drug testing welfare.
They are doing it in Florida, and they've saved very little and spent a great deal on doing the drug testing, so it hasn't worked. You know, I say if we're going to do drug testing,
I mean, that really is a good point. But
yeah,
but still, I mean, I still have all these responsibilities, and
sure,
yet the recipient, you know, type person has none of the responsibilities, and
don't forget
all the benefits, and not to mention all these programs that I pay into, you know, involuntary. I mean, taxes.
Sure.
Well, don't forget that the majority of your taxes go to the war machine, Mike. I mean, remember that. The majority of your money for the taxes don't go to the welfare state. They go to the warfare state. Now, I think that both of these things are damaging, but you know, understand where they where the government allocates them and that the inefficiencies in both of those areas.
Right. I mean, I understand that a lot goes to defense. I mean,
if you call that defense, if you call being in 130 nations around
there, state. I mean, America is the welfare state. We have the largest number of recipients of other people's income.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, Mike. And you know, I hear a lot of maybe some frustration because you know, basically, you work hard, you do what you need to do, and take care of things, and make your money, and then you see a lot of people who just seem to get it from, like, on high. And I think that could be really frustrating, and a lot of people share in that. Welfare does come...
I mean, what is the role of the federal government? I mean, national defense, of course, that is a role of the federal government.
Well, wait, let's step off of that for a second, though, Mike. Remember, the founding fathers, many of them made very, very, very clear that one of the things that they thought was the most dangerous to our freedom was a standing army. And, you know, this army hasn't stood down since World War II.
Well, you look in the Constitution, right, it doesn't really talk about a full-time army, does it?
Well, it says it has to be reallocated every 2 years.
It talks about a full-time Navy, though.
Yep. Well, you know, and I mean, there's an argument for a full-time Navy. To some extent, the United States has used its weight, you know, throwing its weight around to disallow other countries into certain ports. One of the reasons that Russia is supporting Syria right now, you know, and what's happened, the atrocities in Syria are awful, but one of the reasons Russia is still supporting Syria is because it can get its ships into its harbor. If they could put those ships into Haifa and, you know, Israel or something like that, maybe they wouldn't be supporting these atrocities.
Right. Well, still, I mean, I don't want to digress here, but I would tell you that, you know, we do live in a welfare state, in an unprecedented welfare state. And where do we draw the line? I mean, it's almost as if, it truly is, I mean, not almost, it is, this type of government that we have right now is very supportive of a recipient-type person.
Well, isn't that just the nature of democracy?
More likely they will vote the same
government. Yeah, and you've both made the same point. Mike, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
You can't have a democracy without promising people free stuff, and the only way you can get it is to tax the future generations.
Yep, to my kid. You know, what's the debt that's on my 4-year-old? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Sickle toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want, take control of the airwaves. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Didn't get a chance to talk about that, but you know, hey, most radio you're hearing right now on a Sunday evening, not live. Free Talk Live.
We are.
We do it for you. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's just, we got some calls. Let's go ahead and take Drew from Madison, Wisconsin. Drew, you're on
hey,
Free
Mark,
Talk
how's
Live.
How's it going?
All's well.
How's it going? Yeah, so we're talking about welfare, which is typically, you know, they make the case of, oh, everybody's on drugs, whatever. But when you actually look at welfare spending, it's actually really the amount of welfare going to, like, people, if you exclude Social Security and Medicare, which a reasonable argument could be that people pay into them or whatever, but the actual amount going to people in like food stamp programs and transfer payments is actually really kind of small. But if you look at like corporate welfare, like literally the entire regulatory code and subsidy code goes directly to big corporations. So
sure.
That's a great point. I'm really glad you brought that up, Drew.
It's easier to write a big check to a big corporation than it is to write little checks to little companies that are doing things. There's no doubt about it. But to some extent, when the folks that talk about corporate welfare, and I'm one of them, but some people will discuss tax breaks as though they are corporate welfare, and I don't look at it that way. As far as I'm concerned, tax breaks are theft breaks. And
yeah, well, shouldn't everybody be getting a break?
Well, like, with regard to tax breaks, I completely agree that tax breaks are not corporate welfare per se. However, like when you've got specific tax exemptions in the tax code for hog consignments in one particular county of Georgia.
What consignments?
I heard about one. There's a tax break for specific hog consignments in Georgia.
Hogs?
And hogs, like pigs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hogs. Gotcha. Okay.
So when you have specific things written into the tax code for certain politically motivated things, and also too like with the East, with the solar and the green technology, that's all for a political means, but not necessarily to give people their money back, but rather to encourage people to do something that the government wants them to do.
Right. Yep. Indeed. I mean, you know, it's a landmine-filled path. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I can't call a tax break, you know, anything but an alleviation of theft.
But
at
the
same time, you're right.
You can recognize it as
like
a double standard.
Yeah, it works like corporate welfare in a lot of ways.
Yeah. You know, another thing I really wanted to mention to Mike that I didn't get a chance to say was that by some estimates, more than 50% of Americans work for local, state, or federal government, you know, at some level. And
or they have a family member who does,
Yeah, and they
have income that's derived from.
Yeah, I think it's, I want to say it's like 52 or 53% or something.
Or they work through some contract for, a company that has a contract with the government or something like that,
Yeah, and that's so important to recognize because federal workers and state and local too earn higher salaries for like than the jobs that they do that they would do if they were in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
They are overpaid by some people's estimations, and they also get pensions. You know, it's notorious. Everybody's heard about these big pensions that sometimes are unfunded, and they have to like you know take money from future generations to even think that they'll be able to pay them off. So that's an important. I see that as a form of sort of entitlement or welfare too.
True.
Yeah. Well, I guess just to kind of wrap it up here, if they're going to be starting to drug test welfare recipients that are getting food stamps, they might as well start drug testing Jeffrey Immelt and other big CEOs of large politically connected corporations as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, to me, let's talk about before the government's ready to drug test anybody, let's start drug testing the government. Let's start with the politicians at the very highest offices all the way down. And frankly, if you're going to be filling these highest offices in the land, you shouldn't have your brain addled in any way, shape, or form. So I want to include caffeine and alcohol for these people. If they're going to claim that having your you know mind altered in any way, shape, or form is sinful or bad or something like that, they shouldn't be doing it at all.
Well, we already know that they behave hypocritically a lot of times. I don't even think that would be necessary. It probably costs a lot of money, right, Mark?
Right. Well,
like we said, for the welfare.
To me, it would be worth it.
It's I don't want to pay for that.
It's absolutely worth it. And I'm just talking about the 536 people, that's Congress, the Senate, and the White House, that claim to be in charge. Let's drug test the 536 people. We can get away with it. It'd be pretty cheap. Drew, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Nick. What's on your mind?
Hello. Before I begin, for the record, after my call last Sunday, you guessed I took a minute and a half. I checked the podcast, and including the part I had to repeat, it was 51 seconds. You said to keep under a minute.
That was Micro Machines, Nick, that called in last week. It was great.
Anyway, I have not found the moral argument against redistribution of wealth to be very effective with the people I know, and I would think that it's because it's a multifaceted issue, and it's very hard to prove the justice of free market economics without going deep into economics. And furthermore, in the system we have right now, there are also many undeserving wealthy who make it easy to see why people think that the rich in general are not deserving of all the wealth that they have.
Yeah,
furthermore,
that's true.
Yeah. And then on top of that, there is an entire mentality which is very pervasive that taxation is not really coercion because people, well, the first argument is people consent, the tacit consent argument. You know, if you're staying in a country, then you're agreeing to its rules. Every bit as much as a person who hates their cell phone contract is still consenting to it, even if they complain loudly about it. The other argument is taxes are just the price of being a member of society, and those who won't pay are breaching that contract and need to be punished with imprisonment.
So you should just accept anything.
Right, and under that statement, then, I mean, the claim is, why not take 100%? I mean, if the government is good at taking 50%
if that's the price
of wealth,
admission,
then let's just take 100% of their wealth and then kick the money back out to them. You know, I mean, that would be the way that I would rebut that statement.
So, I mean, Nick, I'm curious, like, what do you think is a more effective way to address that question?
I'm still searching for the most effective ways, but all I know is that in my own personal case, I came to the ideas of liberty first by the arguments from effect, and it took a lot of learning economics and things like that in order to see exactly why free market economics are more just. Because what I was taught in school, and this goes back to the old indoctrination problem, we read stories like Grapes of Wrath and The Jungle and all these basically propaganda pieces.
Right.
that make all these cases for why the free market should not be allowed to reign unchecked, because you get these horrible problems. And when you have an education like that, those ideas can stick pretty hard in the mind.
Yeah, it's the foundation for accepting those beliefs, sure.
Yeah, the suggestion is that the government's any good at doing any of those things. I think that, the rich people should make efforts to help other people in their communities and around the world, and I live that. I mean, I give money to different organizations as much as I can. I'm not a wealthy man like so many on the radio, but I give what I can to organizations that I think are going to do a good job, whether it's getting some family in New Guinea a bunch of rabbits that they can breed so that they can
Kiva
have a
loans,
meat source.
Right?
What's that?
Kiva loans.
Yeah, Kiva loans is another thing.
Yeah,
but you can give people a goat, mm-hmm. and a goat is really darn valuable in some places.
A loan to get them to buy a goat themselves, and then get that money back to loan out to other people. But I like what you said, Mark, about living by example, and I also like what Nick said about that there are lots of people view them as undeserving rich that have money because they've gotten basically state granted privileges, and
yes.
It's important to point that out. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
There are a couple of very successful arguments I've made, though, that are sort of on the periphery of the arguments for liberty, and I think they are ones that can be more easily agreed to even by people who have that false education. One of them is the argument for secession. It's pretty easy to make the case that, you've got people over in this region who believe this way and want to leave this and want to live this way. You've got people over in this region, so then why is it that they both have to live under the same one-size-fits-all system? And the other argument I have made that I got a lot of support for was why do these services that some people believe in and some don't, like Social Security, why do those have to be tied to the land? Why can't they be international organizations that people who believe in that can sign on to?
Makes sense to me.
Yep, thanks for sharing, Nick.
855-450-3733. You can chime in on this or any other subject. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
A technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.